Coronavirus debt collection schemes and a Freedom Fest prelude on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, Your Life Fully Invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, Your Life Fully Invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by giving you the tools you need to overcome unsavory debt collection practices during this coronavirus. And we're going to talk a little bit about my upcoming event at Freedom Fest. I'm super excited about that. But first, I wanted to mention a longtime partner of the show that I haven't really talked about. You see it, you read about it when you visit the show page, but if you're watching on social media, you may not be aware of my longstanding partnership with Audible.com. So if you've had the opportunity to reconnect with reading during this shut-in, well, you want to be able to continue that going, right, when you get back to work, and that might be happening sooner than we think. So the best way to do that is to be read too. Yes, Audible.com for Unlock Your Wealth fans is giving away a free audiobook on them. All you have to do is visit audibletrial.com/unlockyourwealth and click on the link to over 350,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. I've got some books up there and I've narrated others. And of course, my favorite book of all time is Atlas Shrugged, and there's no better narrator in the world. And I've actually had an opportunity to study with him, and that is Scott Brick. So download the Scott Brick version of Atlas Shrugged for free. So now you don't have to carry around that huge book. Nope, just let it go right in your head via your ears. It's one of my favorite ways to consume books. And who doesn't like storytelling? I mean, that goes back to childhood when you had books read to you. So it's amazing to be able to reconnect, enhance your mind, enhance your life, and all through the power of reading. And you get it for free if you visit audibletrial.com/unlockyourwealth. So be sure to click on the link if you're on the show page and get your free book today. But that's not what I really want to talk about, because coronavirus, this lockdown, this need to fill our time with other things has found us on the internet, and we're surfing more, we're shopping more, we're spending more, and we may be having financial troubles, but that doesn't mean every debt collector that calls you during this time actually says that you owe the debt you really owe. And that's been a big problem, because even though we may be on a furlough or a vacation, you know, whether it's self-imposed or government-imposed, it doesn't matter, because these scammers are not taking breaks. And these debt collection calls are a bit unnerving, especially when they catch you off guard. For those of you that are regular viewers of the show, you're familiar with my biology-based approach to money management. And what they're trying to do when they call you, especially if it's a scam call, is to startle you so it catches you off guard. Of course, you don't want to owe anybody. Of course, it's going to start a panic. Now, there are special laws laid out for debt collection companies and the practices that they must abide by in order to effectively collect debts. So the first thing that you want to do is remain calm as soon as you get one of these calls. But we want to be very, very careful when we get these calls. And so if you visit the website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com, you can get the checklist by clicking on the link in today's show page. But if you're not, just inbox me here at Facebook at Unlock Your Wealth TV or on Instagram at Unlock Your Wealth, depending on where you're watching it. And I would be happy to send you the proper worksheets that you can use to help you effectively mitigate these calls and verify if you actually do owe debts. Because sometimes it takes companies a while before debt collection practices get into full swing, or if there's, you know, if it's a big corporation and it gets handed off, or if there's been a merger or something. Maybe you forgot about something. In any case, Anytime you're approached about a debt, whether you think it's legitimate or not, there's a particular process that you should go through when dealing with collection companies. So the first thing you want to do, I said, is remain calm, because the more calm we are, the higher resource state we can access, the more resources we'll have to effectively handle these people that are calling. They intend to scare you, they intend to sound intimidating, and they want you to cough up your cash. And so that's what we want to make sure, that we're not coughing up cash to people who are just trying to scam us out of it. We're very vulnerable right now. We've got cabin fever. We've been dealing with kids that we don't see all the time, pets that we don't see all the time, spouses or significant others that we typically don't spend a lot of time with. And so we're at wit's end. So I get it. But there's things that we need to do. So we got to remain calm first. The next thing you want to do is find out specifically who you're dealing with. So ask the name of the associate that's calling you. And if you can get their last name out, that's great. Sometimes they don't, for privacy reasons, or their company only allows them to go by first names. And if they're a scam company, it's probably going to be bogus, just so you know. But anyway, ask for their name and ask for the name of the collection company. Make sure that you take notes. If you have to, say, give me a minute while I get a pencil and a piece of paper. Now, remember, you want to be careful and measure your words, because these calls are likely recorded, even if it's a scam call, because they're trying to data mine. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But find out who you're dealing with. So ask the name of the associate that you're working with, the name of the collection company, a callback number in case you get disconnected or you need to return the call at a later time. Don't take the one that's on the caller ID for face value. Again, because if this is a scam, if it's a phishing scam, if they're trying to get information out of you, or if they're just trying to get you to cough up cash, either way, whatever number is going to be over there may be bogus. But if you get their name and you get the name of the company, you can go back and do a reverse lookup on them and confirm that you're actually dealing with who they say they are, because they could just be saying that they're working for ABC Collection Company, even though they're not. So after you get their name, find out who the original creditor is that they're trying to collect for, because they may be a third-party collection company and collecting on behalf of someone else. So identify who it is. If they have an account number, ask them for it. They're going to try to take and verify information with you, and you don't want to do that. Listen to them. Take notes on what they say they have on you, but don't give them any additional information if they ask for it. Age, date of birth. Do not ever give out your social security number or any information on this. If they have part of the information and they're a scammer and they're trying to get more information out of you to maybe sell your data to somebody else so your identity can be assumed, definitely don't want to be handing out that kind of information. Don't hand out account information. Just listen to whatever they say. Make sure that you're taking full notes, identify everything, and don't offer up any other information. And don't correct them if they're wrong. If they say, oh yeah, so I've got, you know, a birthday of February 2nd, they'll be like, no, it's February 22nd. Don't correct them. Don't give them any more ammunition to collect against you if it is a true debt. And if it's a bogus collection scheme, you definitely don't want to be doing that. And if it's a phishing scheme trying to build a profile for somebody that they can sell your data to, you definitely don't want to be doing that. So after you do get through these steps, listen to what they have to say. And then after they've said their piece and they try to get you to admit it, say, you know what, until you give me, and let me look at this, a validation notice in writing, you don't have to talk to them. So ask them to send you it and to whatever address they have on file. Again, don't correct any information. You don't want to help them in any way. Don't collect the information. Or don't offer any information. Tell them that they have to send it to you in writing. Then do your own detective work. Yeah, maybe I had a Macy's account 15 years ago. I don't remember. I thought I must have paid it. I've moved 10 times. Life happens. It may be a legitimate claim, but just in case, you may want to find out. And so do your own detective work while they're busy sending you this validation notice. You could be doing your own homework and determine if you actually owe that debt with the original creditor. because it's better for your credit report if you do it that way. And that's something else that we could talk about in a separate show about all about credit. Or you can join me on my Create Credit Key on Instagram at 4:30 p.m. Pacific, 7:30 Eastern on Wednesdays, where we go through each of the keys in the Keys to Riches financial philosophy, which I'll talk about that in a minute. So do your own detective work. And then if you happen to get one of these validation notices, you have 30 days to dispute it, and you want to do it in writing. Make sure that you save a copy of it, make sure that you address the appropriate people, and dispute it in writing. It may not change whether or not you owe the debt if it's a legitimate collection company, and it may not protect you from further collection activity. For example, if they file suit against you and they try to get a default judgment against you for the amount of that money. So it won't stop them. But at that time, you can also ask them to stop calling you. But you want to take this initial call, and there's a reason for it, because if it is legitimate, you want to correct it. But if it's not legitimate, you don't want to take them off your list until you verify these things. Now, after you've done your homework, okay, while you're waiting for this validation notice, get a copy of your most recent credit report. If you haven't done your annual free pull, go pull your credit report from all four. There's three bureaus on that, but there's a fourth one called Innovis. And you might want to also pull that one as well to confirm that you are not showing this particular company, the collection company or the original creditor, as a bad debt, because that'll affect your credit score and your ability to achieve credit in the future. So those are the things that you want to do. Again, I've got a great checklist for you. Just inbox me at Unlock Your Wealth TV on Facebook or at Unlock Your Wealth on Instagram. And I'd be happy to send this to you and talk about more debt collection practices. I also have a workshop that we do on debt settlement negotiation, because that's an area of expertise I have. I've done debt settlement negotiation for clients in the past. And it's pretty simple if you want to take and figure out what you owe and you're trying to cut costs and you're trying to figure out, how do I reboot my life? Yes, I've made a mistake, but I'm ready to move forward. And debt settlement negotiation can be one of the keys to helping you get going a lot faster with a lot less cash outlay. It's quite a little tongue twister for me today. So again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, just put some comments below. Inbox me if they're private at Unlock Your Wealth TV on Facebook, at Unlock Your Wealth on Instagram. And I also wanted to mention, okay, so I did say something about the Keys to Riches. So for those of you joining us for the first time, welcome to Unlock Your Wealth TV. I'm so glad you're here. I wrote a financial philosophy called The Keys to Riches, and it's a financial philosophy that teaches you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do this one key at a time, 1 week at a time, on our Instagram Live IGTV channel. So just find us over there at Unlock Your Wealth and join us every Wednesday. You can ask me anything, because it's a live show, so you can hop in and ask your comments, either type them in or request to be a part of the show live. I don't have a problem bringing on people. I love to chit chat and find out what you're thinking, because when I know what's of interest to you, I can tailor this content to meet your needs, to help you overcome your personal and professional challenges to get out of debt, achieve financial freedom, and live the life of your dreams right now, because there's no time like the present. But speaking of the present, let's look forward a bit to the future, because right now we've been cooped up with all this cabin fever. And I am speaking at Freedom Fest on the entrepreneurship and business track. Freedom Fest is the largest gathering of free minds. It's the largest liberty and economic conference in the world, and it's held annually in Las Vegas, Nevada. I have been a proud presenter for several years. I've been attending for 8, and I've been presenting or broadcasting live for the last 7, and it's been super exciting. I love to meet new people. I love to learn about new ideas, how to celebrate and promote freedom and liberty for all of us, because we can't have economic freedom unless we have personal, political, and political freedom. So this is the greatest way to do that. Let me just tell you some of the people that are going to be there. So some of them have been past show guests. So like Steve Forbes, he's the Freedom Fest ambassador. He's going to be there. John Stossel will be speaking. We've got one of our past show guests and one of the top 20 living economists, Dr. Mark Skousen, will be there. Our quarterly guest host, our freedom championing philosopher and number one market analyst, Jim Woods, will be speaking also. And there's also the headliner, we can't forget, Jordan Peterson, 12 Rules. He will be there. Let's walk like a lobster, folks, and learn all about how we could preserve our liberty. Plus, we also have the Anthem Film Festival, which is so incredible to meet all these great filmmakers and look at life through a different lens. There are so many more activities. There's all kinds of health and fitness things, wealth building tools, all kinds of great things like, as you know, I talked about already, Atlas Shrugged is probably one of my favorite books. But if you want to learn more about the philosophy of objectivism, you've got the Ayn Rand Institute, you've got the Atlas Society, you've got so many organizations there that are promoting freedom and liberty, and how to just really get the tools to live your most rational, best, robust life ever. And I'm so grateful to be a part of it. So if you want the Unlock Your Wealth early bird discount, because it's only on for a few more days, April 30th is when it expires, I want you to visit my website at unlockyourwealth.com/freedomfest, and it'll take you directly to the Freedom Fest page where you can use my link to get your early bird discount today. Do it today. Do it right now as soon as you're done watching this, because you'll forget about it. You'll be like, oh, I'll do it later. And here's what I know about the brain, because that's what we talk about on this show, is the brain and behaviors. Later never comes, because once later arrives, it's actually now again. So do it now. Visit unlockyourwealth.com/freedomfest and click on the link and join me in July 13th through 16th at the Paris Hotel and Casino in lovely Las Vegas, Nevada. I hope to see you there. Thank you again for tuning in for today's episode. Again, for more resources, tools, and information to help you overcome your personal and professional challenges to get out of debt, achieve financial freedom, and live the life of your dreams right now today, just visit the website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. For the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.